Who doesn't love the sounds and looks of hot rods? The roar of engines and the colorful paint jobs draw car lovers into a mesmerizing experience. More than a traveling car show, the Hot Rod Power Tour is coming to Kentucky Speedway on Tuesday, June 11th, bringing classic cars and hot rods to fans who turn out for the day. It's the 25th annual tour and the first visit to Kentucky Speedway this year. With me in the studio is Tim Bray, Director of Communications for Kentucky Speedway. Tim, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you. You know, it's exciting to talk about the Speedway and our 20th season of racing and so much going on this summer.
And you've got the NASCAR races coming in on July 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's got to be exciting.
It is. It's a really a terrific event. And when you think about just all of the things that are going to happen that weekend, in addition to the racing itself, the new package we're looking forward to. I think when you look back at Kansas and Texas, there's a lot of optimism that the racing has gotten a lot better. And I can't wait to see them take on our track and our mile and a half, because I think we're about as close to Texas as you can get. And that was a good race.
And what about Kyle Busch? He loves Kentucky Speedway.
He does. You know, talking to him, he's not quite sure why he unloads so fast at this track, but I think I'm encouraged because of his just his ability on restarts, his ability to just drive anything, if it's a truck or if it's an Xfinity car or in the Cup Series as well. And then I'm really excited that he does such a good job with his crew chief, Adam Stevens, who is from our area. I mean, he grew up on the river. He's a Portsmouth kid who did a lot of dirt racing around Chillicothe. And, you know, he gets involved as a car chief and makes his way through Kyle Busch Motorsports. And next thing you know, he's winning a championship with the boss.
Is Crosley still sponsoring those jukeboxes for the Cup Boys?
Yeah, and not only them, all three. It's a smaller jukebox for the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series. So the Buckle Up in Your Truck 225 jukebox and the Alsco 300 jukebox are a little smaller. And then you got the real big one for the guys who win the Quaker State 400. But yeah, that thing, it's like the grandfather clock in Martinsville. They all want one.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to those races. But before that, in June, you've got the Hot Rod Power Tour coming.
Hot Rod Power Tour is June 8th through the 14th. Starts in Concord, North Carolina. That's at one of our sister tracks, Z-Max Dragway, which sits right across the street from Charlotte Motor Speedway. The thing about this is there's going to be seven cities in 7 days. They will stop in Kentucky at Kentucky Speedway right in the middle of the week. It'll be Tuesday, June 11th, and this is going to be something. We not only have the spectators that can come see all of these cars, but they're talking about 2, 3, maybe even more thousands of cars. It's all going to be in our infield.
And it's free, family-friendly?
Family-friendly, free. We'll have food. We'll do autocross. The gates open at noon. And I'm looking forward to it because it sounds to me it's going to be all kinds of different cars. You know, hot rods and street rods and custom trucks and muscle cars and all kinds of different performance machines, all kinds of different vintages.
And it says in the press release there's a main stage and a midway area, and the midway area is going to have mobile display rigs. That'd be kind of like the haulers for the drivers.
Right. And the other thing is that when you host something like this, there's a lot of aftermarket specialists that come, and there might be some innovations. There could be people there, you know, giving you some advice on how to clean up your car or make it better than what it is.
And then the midway area sounds fun with entertainment, live music, games, dozens of giveaways. So that means that there's going to be something for everybody that day.
I think so. And it's going to go on for like 7 hours before they pull out. And, you know, just like we're celebrating 20 seasons of racing, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary of this. And I think it's got lots of potential, and we're very happy to host.
Is Kentucky Speedway hosting anything else this year?
Well, there's many activities from our experiences. A lot of people like to come drive their own cars on the track, and we already had one, which was a huge success. Our annual Drive the Track event will come back in November, and between now and then, there's a lot of, I would call them just specialized events. Those run the gamut. Driving schools are going to be there, and you can drive on the track in a stock car if you'd like, or you can just take a ride-along program, and those are exciting to do, whatever level. A lot of people will just do the ride-along. The ride-along is such a good thing.
I did one of those one year, and my body didn't stop vibrating for about 3 hours. Yeah. It was so much fun.
I think a lot of folks who get behind the wheel don't realize the banking in turns one and two, especially now with 17 degrees, and how you really have to hit your marks if you're going to be out there, even if you're going a controlled speed of, you know, somewhere in 170.
Yeah, the driver I was with was going 160, but I couldn't believe he was inches from the wall, which was terrifying. I don't know how those NASCAR drivers do it.
Well, the big thing is they're on the left side, you were on the right side, and you were right next to the wall, so they could get as close as they can because they've got a half a car.
And they've got to know exactly where the car is at all times.
And the tendencies of every single driver around them, too.
I understand that Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be coming back for the NASCAR races. He'll be up in the booth.
He will be in the booth. And the thing that a lot of people don't realize is that he's really versatile, and he's so unique, and he's inquisitive. So just a few weeks ago, he was at the Kentucky Derby. He and Rutledge Wood had a great time just doing all the stories surrounding the Derby. And to be honest about it, I don't believe Dale had ever been to the Derby, and now he gets an opportunity to do the Indianapolis 500 with NBC, and then he'll move right into our events and the rest of the NBC schedule. But, you know, I heard, and I haven't confirmed it yet, but Rutledge Wood may be at the Hot Rod Power Tour showing a car.
Well, there's going to be so many cars there. And, you know, these guys are coming up from Bristol the day before, and Bristol has that drag strip. So I imagine the folks who go down to Bristol to see this tour are going to get a sample of the drag racing.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, they start at the Z-Max Dragway in North Carolina at our facility, SMI, and then Martinsville, Bristol, and come to Kentucky, and then run up to Old Raceway Park, which is Lucas Oil Raceway Park in Indianapolis, before they run over to Fort Wayne and then into Norwalk. And Norwalk, you know, that area, of course, is known for drag racing, too. So there's a real feel for all of that during this tour.
Thanks for talking with us today, Tim.
It's been a pleasure. Looking forward to having you and hosting you for not only July, but in our June events as well.
I've been in conversation with Kentucky Speedway's Director of Communications, Tim Bray. You'll find links to the Hot Rod Power Tour and the July 11th through 13th weekend of NASCAR races at Kentucky Speedway at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.